This podcast is brought to you by the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. FAPSI is a part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Today, we are here to talk to Tim Bowser about quality control within FAPSI.
My name is Tim Bowser. I'm a food process engineer and one of the faculty members at FAPSI. I think my role is important here because it helps the state of Oklahoma and it helps individuals and companies in the business of food processing. On a day-to-day basis, my most important or most frequent task is to meet with food companies, clients that operate here in the state of Oklahoma, at their facilities, talking with them on the phone, corresponding on email about how to, again, improve their food processes and improve the quality and safety of their food products. I think one of my most interesting tasks is helping these companies grow. So a lot of the times these companies start very, very small, just maybe two or three people, and they're making a food product. And then someday, before they know it, there are 15 or 20 people. And I get to help them go through that growth process. It's really exciting. So one of the most exciting projects I'm working on right now is the development of the Kai's Bar. So Kai's, if you're familiar with them, they make energy bars, and they're located in Oklahoma City. And they started out just I call them a bunch of gym rats, young men that work out a lot, and they found that they needed some kind of a protein supplement. They developed their own, and it was so good, they marketed it. And I've helped them move that project from basically making their product by hand to now they're getting ready to move into their third location. In a third location, they're building it. I think it's their fourth location, actually. They're building it from the ground up, and they're getting ready to go from a regional distributor to a national distributor. People don't probably recognize, but Bar S is in here almost every day, and they develop all their new products here. They have a large, huge manufacturing plant, maybe the biggest in the world, for example, for hot dogs, but they have very little facilities for doing pilot work and research. So they come here, and they can run small batches that are more affordable and quicker, because they're not as involved as a large scale manufacturing. So our efforts in quality date way back, but the most recent thing that happened, the most recent massive piece of legislation, is the Food Modernization Act that President Obama passed, and that's been really important, and it's been a big issue. And so a lot of what we do right now is try to bring companies up to date and get them in line with the requirements of the law. Because, they can't operate if they're outside of those requirements. So that's a minimum. But after that, we're trying to move companies towards some voluntary things. So we're trying to help them reach quality goals that are way past the requirements of the law that help them. It's going to help them provide a more safer, higher quality product, and usually at a lower cost. Because once you implement these quality improvements, you can also reduce cost as well. If I'm looking at it from the public perspective, I really appreciate a company that is involved and highly regards quality control and food safety issues, because it's the food I'm eating, and I want to make sure that it's handled with the utmost care. For a company that looks at all the angles, because these days, especially as you increase production, let's say you're making 100 or 200 Kai's bars a day, it's easy to inspect every bar because you're handling each one. But if you move from 200 a day to 2,000 a day, or even higher numbers, it becomes really more difficult to detect any issues or problems with the bar, individual bar. You just can't handle every one of them, and you can't see every single one when the line moves that quickly. And so the higher quality standards, higher quality procedures are needed to maintain a good product. Quality improvement and quality control from FAPSI, our goal is to raise the level of quality up for all of our clients. And again, that's hopefully to the benefit of people in the state, people outside our state that we sell our products to, we being food producers in Oklahoma.
For more information about our many departments in FAPSE, check out our FAPSE Connect app in the App Store or go to FAPCConnect.com. You can also visit our website at fapc.biz. Thank you for listening, and be sure to come back for our next episode. You don't want to miss it.